Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Maxine Miles is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What is running through your head right now?
Whoever took Riley, whoever he's running from, it might all be over tonight. If it has something to do with the mine, then it'll be too late for him to do any damage after the demolition, and we'll have lost our chance to catch someone in the act. If it's Mr. Beatty, whatever he was doing has a deadline of tonight. And I'm supposed to be tracking Ransom's files down. He's going to be tracking me down soon enough.
Okay, so are you saying we should split up? Both take a different person on?
Ross, there's still the mine. If the old mines get collapsed tonight, that means the project is moving forward. And if it really is as dangerous as Riley thought...
We need to stop it.
Which is why you need to go to City Hall and try to find that environmental survey report.
And what are you going to do?
I'm going to go find Riley.
How?
I need to go back to Mr. Beatty's cabin.
Max, I don't think that's a good idea.
Either Mr. Beatty will be there and I can just talk to him, or I can dig around more. Either way, I think Riley was there at one point.
If he was, that means Mr. Beatty is dangerous.
Yeah, except you know exactly where I'm going. If something goes wrong, Mr. Beatty won't get away with it.
That is not comforting!
Okay, you go to City Hall, get the report, and then meet me at the demolition.
Max, just please let me come with you.
I can't be in two places at once, Ross. Please.
Fine. If I don't see you in half an hour, I'm calling in the cavalry.
I'll agree to that.
Max, take this.
Are you expecting me to stab Mr. Beatty?
If you're going out into the woods alone to track down a creepy old man, a pocket knife is the minimum.
Thank you, Ross.
Just bring it back to me, okay?
I will. I promise.
30 minutes!
From Atypical Artist and iHeartRadio, you're listening to Maxine Miles. You've chosen ending B. The Lost Child.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Riley? Riley, are you here? Mr. Beatty? Riley? The duffel is gone. Why is the duffel gone? Okay. Think. The trunk! There's gotta be a key around here somewhere. Oh. What do you have to lose?
You need to get down here right now. I fixed your mess, but I need you to make sure that nothing else happens. We can't have this be ruined. Patrick, are you there?
Mayor Howell?
What
are you... What mess? What did Mr. Beatty do?
Maxine Miles? What are you doing? Where's Pat?
I don't know. What's going on, Mayor Howell?
Oh, you need to go home and forget we ever spoke, young lady. Right now.
Hello? Mayor Howell, are you there? What in the world? Come on, Max. You have to do this. For Riley. You can do this. Mr. Beatty? Whoa! It's Max. Maxine Miles.
Maxine!
I'm sorry to just barge in here.
What are you doing here? Why? How are you here?
Where's Riley Stevens?
What?
Just... Please tell me he's okay. I'm not... Please, don't...
Max, I'm not going to hurt you.
Then why are you holding that?
It's what I'm here for.
Why do you need a pickaxe?
Because there's something I need to fix.
Does it have something to do with Mayor Howell?
What are you doing here, Maxine?
Ross and I found your duffel bag with all the Charleston shoes. What did you do with Riley?
You... Oh, Max.
Is he okay? Just... Tell me he's okay.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Didn't you? I mean, you took him. Didn't you?
Is that what you think?
Well, am I wrong?
I've made a lot of mistakes.
Like kidnap Riley?
No, I... Fine. Yes. I guess I did.
Why? To try and bring back your son?
What? No, that's not... How do you even know about that?
Miss Honeywell told me.
Ah, yes. Elena. She's a kind woman.
I thought it was pronounced Alana.
Right. That's the name she's going by now.
What do you mean?
Your Miss Honeywell didn't always go by that name.
What are you talking about?
That's her business to tell, not mine. I'm the only one who remembered her from way back, and I'm not about to go betraying her trust. I know what it's like to want to move on from your past.
Your family.
It was a climbing accident. John loved climbing.
I'm sorry.
That was a long time ago.
Well, that doesn't mean it doesn't still... Well... I'd imagine you're still sad about it.
I am.
So, I think most people would understand why you'd want to try and get him back in some way. It doesn't make it okay, but people will understand. But you have to tell us where he is now.
I didn't take the Stevens boy because he reminded me of my son. I let him go because he reminded me of my son.
Okay. Then, was it because of the archers?
What?
Who owns this cabin?
I do. Sort of.
So, Warren Archer and his muscle didn't pay you to keep Riley quiet about his parentage?
Maxine, what are you on about?
I have pretty solid proof that Riley's actually an archer, which means he's set to inherit quite a lot if he wanted to make a claim. And you've got a stack of money in your bedroom,
Whoa, slow down there, young lady. How do you know about that?
So, was it Mr. Archer?
No, it wasn't.
Well, then why do it? And where is he?
I don't know why he didn't go running home right away when I let him go. I told him to lay low, and I didn't think... I thought he'd at least tell his parents he was okay.
Mr. Beatty, what happened?
There's something wrong with the mine. Something that could take down the entire project.
I know.
Of course you do.
And Riley knew too.
That was the problem. Hal found out Riley was digging for evidence, that the mine was dangerous, and he couldn't have that. Hastings' entire livelihood is counting on this project moving forward.
That can't possibly be true. It's just a new mine. Hastings has been fine since the old one shut down.
There's a lot you don't know about this town, Maxine.
I refuse to believe that some environment poisoning pit in the middle of the woods is important enough to justify kidnapping someone.
To certain people, anything is justifiable.
Who? You?
I was going to lose my house, Max. This one, too. And they're the only things I have left of him.
But what does that have to do with...
Hal was the one who asked me to do it, not the archers. I haven't paid my property taxes in years. I haven't been able to afford to. But Hal is... He cares, you know? About the people in this town, so... We made a deal.
What kind of deal?
When he needs something done that he can't do himself, he calls me. That muscle you mentioned earlier? Well, Warren has a similar man. Two men, in fact, in his employ. But Hal doesn't like relying on Warren for everything, so... That's where I come in.
And Riley...
He just needed Riley to stay quiet. Just for a little while.
So you did kidnap him. That night when Riley went missing, you went out that night and you took him...
I took him here. Told him to stay quiet, stay put until all the contracts were signed and the old mine was demoed.
What was the shovel and tarp for?
I needed to get his bike out of view somehow. It was evidence. I couldn't just have it lying around.
Oh my God.
Wait, how do you know about that anyway? Ross Teller. I knew that kid was spying on me.
Well, I guess he was right to. You're a kidnapper.
And yet, here you are, standing in an empty cabin in the middle of the woods at night with me. And you don't seem scared of me at all.
I'm not.
And why is that?
I don't know. I just... Never have been.
I'm glad to hear it. Most of the other neighborhood kids run the other way when they see me coming.
I know that, but I don't think you'd ever actually hurt anyone, Mr. Beatty. Am I wrong?
You're in no danger from me, Max. But that doesn't mean I haven't hurt people. Maybe not in the way you're talking about, but I've made a lot of mistakes.
I think they're actually called crimes in this case.
That's fair. But Riley was safe as houses the entire time he was here.
Yeah, except where is he?
I don't know.
Come on.
No. No, really, Max. I don't know. I let him go. Almost a week ago, and since then, I don't know where he's been.
Okay. Okay, so let me walk through this. You're in the mayor's pocket because you want to hold on to your house. So you kidnap Riley Stevens off the street to keep him quiet about the new mine being dangerous. You keep him here in your creepy pickaxe cabin, but then let him go. telling him to stay out of the way and keep quiet about the fact that the new mine is going to kill us all.
It's really not as serious as it sounds.
I'm not done. And instead of going home, Riley goes to hide out in the empty inn, where he runs away the moment he sees me for some reason. Wait. Unless he wasn't running away from me, but from Alana, Elena, whoever she is. Maybe Riley didn't put those files in the ceiling at all. Maybe it was Miss Honeywell.
What files? What are you talking about?
It's not important right now. I don't think. Not until we find Riley.
You said he was staying at the inn. That's good. That's safe.
Except he's not there anymore. And if I know Riley, he hasn't been lying low. He's probably been trying to put together more evidence about the mine.
That's what I'm afraid of.
So, maybe he's on his way to the demolition to try and stop it.
I hope that's true.
I thought you wanted the mine to go forward.
I want Riley to be okay. And if he makes a big scene at the demolition, Hal won't try to silence him.
Do you realize how insane this all is? Doing this much for some stupid money-grubbing mine?
That's not why I did it. I just wanted to keep my home.
And you think that makes you any different from Hal? You're both trying to hold on so tightly to what's always been that you can't see what could be.
You love Hastings. Just as much as us, Max. I know you do. I've seen it. Your whole life you've loved this place.
Loving something doesn't mean never wanting it to change. And love... love isn't love when it hurts other people.
So let's go. Down to the demolition. If we hurry, maybe we can stop it.
Ross should be there by now anyway. I know he'll do everything he can to stop it.
Ross Teller's been helping you out with this?
Well, he wasn't just spying on you for fun.
And he was supposed to meet you at the ceremony?
Yeah. He was going to City Hall first to get proof of the new mine being dangerous.
But I saw him biking the opposite direction on my way here.
What?
Yeah. Nearly ran him over, too. Had to stop and yell at him for a minute. Not that I ever mind doing that.
Did he say where he was going?
Well, we didn't exactly chat, but he certainly wasn't headed to the demo, unless he was taking the long way around.
Which way was he headed?
Same direction as me, but he cut into the woods earlier.
I don't get it. Why would he do that?
You know you're here?
Of course.
Maybe he came to tell you something.
Then where is he?
Guess we got two kids to find now. Come on. The demo's only a mile and a half from here if we want to cut up over the ridge. We'll see if we can spot him on our way.
Okay, but what is the axe for?
Oh, well, I thought maybe I might have to do some rescuing.
Rescuing?
I started to think, if Riley's free but didn't go back to his parents, maybe he got snatched again. And maybe he'd be trapped somewhere.
And you would need a pickaxe because, oh God, you think he's trapped in the old mines?
It's where Hal said I should keep him the first time around. I put my foot down so fast, I think Hal was worried I was going to step on him. But if you say Riley's been in the inn, then hopefully we don't have to worry about that.
Wait, but if that's what Hal wanted in the first place, he called before you got here.
What?
Yeah, he called and he said that he'd cleaned up your mess.
No, that's not good.
Why?
If Hal has cleaned it up without me, that means he's turned to his last resort.
Meaning?
He would have called Warren.
And his scary-looking men.
Not just scary-looking, Max. Why didn't you tell me that Hal had called?
I was a little focused on the fact that you were confessing to kidnapping Riley.
Do you know where he called from?
No, but I'm assuming he's at the demolition right now, so...
God damn it! If he set Warren's lackeys on Riley, he's in a lot more danger than he was before. We've got to move! One of the higher elevation mine entrances is just up through these trees here.
You really think that Warren would have had his men put Riley in a mine that's about to be collapsed?
Do you know what this mining project means to the Archers? Minotaur Mining is set on getting their claws into this whole region. If the Archers have a stake in that, they'll be richer than God.
They already are. Wait a second. This is Ross's bike.
What? Are you sure?
Ross? Ross, are you here?
Max?
Ross?
Ross!
Mac!
Wait, is that...
Tell her! Where are you?
Help!
That's not Ross! This way! Riley?
I'm here! Mac!
It's coming from up there, where the entrance is!
Riley! We're coming! Riley!
Thank you for listening to Season 1 of Maxine Miles and for being a part of the investigation. As we wait for Season 2, feel free to listen to the other two endings and see where another choice would have led you. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at @atypicalartists for updates about the show and to see which ending was chosen most by our listeners. The most popular choice will become the starting point for our next season, including any consequences that ending contained. Maxine Miles was created by Lauren Shippen and is a production of Atypical Artists and iHeartRadio. This episode was written and directed by Lauren Shippen. Dialogue editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing of Hemel Creek Productions, with editing assistance from Lauren Davis and Melissa Pons. It featured Jordan Cobb as Maxine Miles, Mike Cefalo as Ross Teller, Nate Dufort as Mr. Beatty, and Brigham Snow as Riley Stevens. Original artwork by Shane McMullen. Maxine Miles is executive produced by Lauren Shippen and iHeartRadio. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thank you for listening, and keep curious.